What's going on, Walking Dead fans? We've got a full panel to discuss everything The Walking Dead. The feud continues to build between Rick and the old savior. Maggie continues to battle between her conflicts with Earl, and Aaron is put in danger because of a savior named Justin. We're here to talk about it. Don't click away.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Dead fans, what's up? Walking Dead fans, we're very excited to be here on this beautiful Monday night. Covering it a day later than the show airs. We want to let everything sit and marinate, you will.
Right.
I hope you guys bear with us. You might not agree with the change, but this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
I'm joined by a wonderful panel tonight. Go ahead and introduce yourself, guys.
Hey guys, I'm Krista.
Hey y'all, I'm April Wissenham.
What's up? Happy Monday, my beautiful people. Danny Royce here.
And I'm Timothy Michael. We are very excited to talk about this episode. So you guys, we're going to be covering episode 2, The Bridge, tonight. You guys, initial thoughts about The Bridge episode?
There was something very interesting to me about it, because I kept seeing pictures of, behind the scenes pictures of Aaron's arm, and I just assumed, like, oh dear God. So I was actually shocked when I watched, and it was no, because of Justin and rolling the logs off. But I liked the episode, but it's just clearly building some bad stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely a lot coming up that's not going to be good. Yeah. Everyone's starting to have disagreements on how to handle punishment, and it's only going to stay steady for so long.
Right. Yeah, I second that.
Yeah.
For sure.
I want to start off the episode by saying that it's been a month later since the last episode that we saw. They say it when Maggie is talking about Earl and how he's been locked up for over a month. Mm-hmm. Do we agree with how Maggie handled the entire situation between Earl and Gregory?
Ooh.
It's so tough to say, because, it is a different situation. Gregory has been a long time agitator, for lack of a better term. And he is the one who ultimately, kind of contrived this whole plan. So does that make him more guilty than Earl? I don't know. Earl also, had the whole alcohol thing going for him. Now, does that excuse that he tried to murder her? No.
Right.
But did, the scene between him and his wife, and when they're talking about his problem and whatever, did that excuse it a little bit?
Yeah.
Or it made me feel for him, because I was like, it's clear that he had a problem, and, I knew that was going to kind of resonate with Maggie because of her dad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I agree.
Yeah. It's a hard decision to make, but at the same time, it's like, okay, Gregory's past, and, it's going to happen over and over again, and statement had to be made. And I like Michonne, the way she's going with her whole charter, because it's like, now it would include, one of my predictions, it would include, all the towns, to vote before something like that happens again, instead of some person, acting by themselves. But, I just think it had to be done.
Yeah, I agree. Morally, they both did, in this situation, what he was getting punished for, they both kind of did the same thing, but I would have made the same decision as Maggie, because one's clearly the better person. He hasn't been there as many times, he hasn't put himself in that position as many times, but still, I don't know.
I always forget that Maggie grew up on a farm, because it's been so long. When she was on the horse and she's taming it, I was like, oh yeah, she grew up on a farm. It's been so long since we've
she
been
knows
on the
how
farm
to do this.
I like that. I liked her conversation with Michonne in the end, when she says, some people can be redeemed and some people can't. Do we agree with that?
I do, but I did think that Gregory, at times, semi-redeemed himself, but then he always went back to the negative.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I don't necessarily love about the whole, being redeemed, is because I think no matter what, he was always going to have his best interest at heart, which they all do.
Right.
But, that's why he was executed in front of a lot of people. but I do think that in certain situations, yes, they can. But did I think Gregory was always going to be a bad egg? Probably.
Right.
I think what's interesting is that actions always have consequences. And obviously, we're going to talk about episode 3, you guys, in the next half. But her actions definitely had consequences, and I didn't actually expect that to happen. I thought that there was going to be, obviously, some feud between the old saviors and Rick's people because of everything that's happened, but I didn't think that it was going to be Maggie who sets pretty much all of this off.
Yeah. I mean, you have to think about it. She, even though she is the leader of the Hilltop right now, Gregory was the OG.
Right.
And it's like she came in and just took over, and then it's like, oh, you're dead because you did this. That's why I think maybe it could have been smarter if she didn't do it in front of everyone. Like, they just knew what was happening. But I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, she was trying to send a message. I understand, but at the same time, like you said, she shouldn't have done it in front of everyone and got so many eyes. Let alone, I don't think she should have went to that extreme quick. There should have been like some type of trial and all that. If we're trying to get back to how we used to be and as civilized as they used to be and all that, then they should act accordingly. Justice, so I don't think it was just like something that just needed to be, you know, done in that moment.
Yeah, I think it was also her way of being like, hey, he's no longer in charge. I am. So, let's get on board with this.
Definitely pride.
I think Maggie was a little bit salty. And that definitely had to make a minor factor in her wanting to hang.
Whereas if Earl would have been in the counter position as Gregory was once the leader, I think things might have went a little differently.
Well, I'm glad that Maggie is taking steps toward the future by having this conversation with Michonne and saying, you know, we need a council, we need, you know, a book of laws. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see that not only are they rebuilding civilization, but they're also rebuilding a lawful system, if you will.
You forget that all has to go into it. Right. It's not just like rebuilding homes and eating every day.
Yeah, but you need to like crazy.
Like rebuilding society. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's a lot that goes in.
It's sad that we even have to think about having laws like that because people are insane. But
keep people in line, right?
Do we think that Earl's going to be a problem in the future with Tammy?
I think Tammy's going to be the problem.
Because like she's just really led by her emotions. Like we didn't see Earl act out until like he got drunk, belligerent, and all that. Mm-hmm. And that's when he was at his weakest. But she's just like anything sets her off. So I totally agree with you.
She's going to be trying to defend her husband and then now like the honor of her dead son. So she's got all the emotions everywhere.
I thought what she said to, I think it was Jesus when she was talking to Jesus and she was like, you know, he made a mistake and blah, blah, blah. Right. Like, well, when people make mistakes, they get locked up.
There are consequences.
Like, I'm
that
sorry, but.
That was a big mistake.
Right. You literally tried to kill two people. Yeah. Not just, well, I guess one person, but.
You left a baby out there to die. Like, blood was there.
That would have been a big offense. Like, come on now.
there was a lot going on. I do agree with you, though. I think that Tammy will be an issue in the future. So they're rebuilding this bridge that we touched on in the first episode because it will help promote trading between all of the communities.
Right.
And if we want to talk about rebuilding, I think that's a pretty key factor in it. But here's the thing. They have to recruit the Saviors in order to do it.
Right.
And like I said, the tensions between the Saviors and Rick's people. I just keep calling them Rick's people. I know that they're different communities. The good people, if you will. But I can't even say that because I feel unfair saying that. Because if we've learned anything, that there are good people in the Saviors. And that's the main reason why Rick wanted to save them and not kill all of them.
Right.
What is your stance on the bridge aspect of it? Would you guys handle it differently? Would you maybe have, I don't know, not giving the Savior such an upper hand, if you will.
Right.
I think it's tough because, you know, they are the best builders. But then you got to look back and you think, like, Alexandria, they built all those other houses and all this huge fencing. So I'm sure they could have gotten it done. Yeah. But they also need to put these people to work, in a sense.
Yeah.
And that's what they're best at. But I do, it's like trouble was, of course, going to brew because it's like the most... whatever people in that scenario.
Yeah.
And that's not fun. It's hot. It's whatever.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you have Daryl there trying to lead the pack. And, you know, it just, all this stuff with, it's like the perfect storm of badness with the herd on its way. And then it's ultimately the dude's fault that it doesn't happen the way they want it to. So, I don't know. It's just all the Savior's fault.
The Saviors are, they're very valuable. Like, And I think Rick is making them valuable because anyone can build this bridge, right? But they're using their manpower because it's like, okay, you kind of owe this to us.
That's what I'm saying. You have to contribute something.
Exactly.
You try to kill all of my people and we let you live. Like, do something.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So you know what else is valuable, though? Hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans like we do. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you worry about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button for now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll shout you out. And now, for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us, the ESPN of TV Talk.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah,
we love you guys. Yes. We do the show because of you. If you are listening on YouTube, make sure you give us a thumbs up, comment. We love interacting with you guys. Make sure you subscribe to AfterBuzz TV on Twitter and subscribe to our channel, like Danny said.
Yes,
we love you guys.
We're on Spotify, too,
y'all. Oh, and Spotify. I always forget it's Spotify, but we are on Spotify now as well. Thank you, Danny. Justin, who he has a name, seems to be the savior that's caused the most trouble in this episode. And him and Daryl were like head-to-head this episode.
Yes. They were like made to be enemies.
Right. Right. And we all knew that there was going to be one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just wasn't expecting it to be this early in the season. You know what I mean? Same. It's episode two.
Yeah.
What did we think about Justin and how he handled the water situation, and then...
I don't like Justin.
Yeah. No.
No, not at all.
He pushed a kid.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
He was kind of hot, so I thought about that.
Yeah, I know. He was not bad to look at.
Was it the ponytail? No. No, it didn't surprise me that it happened this early, just because there are so many people that still are loyal to Negan and the way he ran things. And Negan will rise again, as it is dun, told. Dun, 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 with the music. But yeah, it didn't surprise me. Thank you. There it is. I don't care for Justin at all, and what happened to him just needed to happen, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they obviously have a plan, and Justin was a key part of this plan.
Right.
He had to set off a second siren, and that never went off.
So a group attacks
the lumber where they're trying to harvest all of this wood, and we obviously see what happens to Aaron. It kind of sucks, because to lose your arm to something like that...
Like, I'd much rather a walker.
That's what I'm saying. Like, at least go out fighting. Like, like, you got your arm mangled in a tree, essentially. I mean, it kind of sucks.
Well, I mean, he lives.
He does live, yes. Does anybody feel any kind of, like, sexual tension between Daryl and Aaron?
What?
Wait a minute. What?
Guys, what? I just... Like, take a step back, really.
That would explain the kid... Ooh.
Right? What? Thank you. Okay, look. We go back last season when Eric, and they had him over for dinner, and then there was that whole thing, and now Eric's gone, and we see Aaron and Daryl on the bridge together talking about fatherhood and stuff like that.
Right.
And when
this conversation was interesting, so now I'm like, ooh.
Right, and now, and when Aaron is under the log, Daryl seems pretty like gung-ho about getting him off. Now, granted, yes, that is his
person.
Yes, I get that.
April's like, this is a stretch.
But then, but then he's like by his hospital bed.
Yeah, right.
Real angry.
And then it filters into this episode, last night's episode. Yes. But I wanted to know if anybody else was feeling what I was feeling.
I wasn't. But, like, now that you're saying this, I'm questioning.
Don't make me sound crazy.
I'm like, I think this is why.
It's got to be why.
I'm open to it.
Something to think back is, how did Aaron make his way onto the show?
Right.
By going out, looking for people. Who did he find? He found Daryl.
Right.
True.
So that was ages ago. And then he and Daryl, you know, they started off. When he came to Alexandria, they, you know, did their hunting thing. Mm. Not hunting, but, you know, they went out looking for people.
Right.
They've had all these moments with, you know, remember when the horse died? And then they had spaghetti together.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't want to have spaghetti?
Right, it is
so
spaghetti.
I think it's that. It's a bromance.
It's like him and
Rick. It's a bromance. And that's another thing. Him and Rick are falling a little apart.
You guys, he hasn't had a showmance on the show yet. Him and Carol had every opportunity
to
get involved, and it never happened. Like, you guys, it's been 9 seasons, and Daryl has never had a love interest.
I mean,
maybe he does it so he doesn't have.
And a zombie apocalypse.
That was like a sister.
Thank you. That was like a sister thing. And Carol was like a best friend kind
of
thing.
He is a very sexually frustrated person. I'm not gonna lie.
He is.
I don't know.
He does that intentionally because he's sick of losing people.
Right.
He's like, why would I go through that?
Right.
Well, speaking of love interests, since you guys don't agree with me on that, mark my words, if this happens in this season, you guys, I'm going to rub your faces in.
I just said I was here for it, I just don't know.
I'm glad you're on my side. Speaking of love interests, Father Gabe and Anne.
Oh.
What the hell is that?
There's a lot of love interests that are just... happening right now.
But did we like that one?
No.
I didn't see that going anywhere.
I saw it going with ending in his demise, maybe.
Right. Maybe that, yeah.
I mean, he's half blind. I mean, I'm just like, not that that even has a factor. I mean, he's just not for her. Like, she's a guy like Rick.
She's not either. For him.
No,
yeah.
neither of them work with each other.
Not at all. Maybe that's why opposites attract.
I guess.
I don't like them together.
Like I said,
in
a zombie apocalypse, people settle.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true. You've only got slim pickings. Okay?
Yeah, right.
I was very shocked that they're going in that direction. Yeah. Obviously, it was short-lived.
Yeah.
If we're going to get into the next episode, teasers. But I was not for it when they started it.
Happy that it's short-lived.
Right.
I'm glad that we're all on the same page on that. Carol and Ezekiel are engaged.
Again, that was great. I like that.
And it's such a Carol engagement. You still got that ring in there? Okay.
I guess.
But don't make a speech. Don't make a scene.
No speech.
I love it.
I do like them, though.
I do.
I know y'all don't.
I grew to them a little bit.
I like them.
They're okay.
I like them together now.
Right.
I didn't before.
Power couple. They both can
kick butt. It's just so funny seeing Carol's character, just how it's changed. And, like, you would have loved that speech years ago. Now she's like, no.
Yeah.
No, we're true. She's
exactly.
a totally different person.
Right.
And then on the opposite spectrum, we've got Rick talking to this person in a prison cell in the beginning, and then they bookend it at the end. And we all knew that it was Negan. It wasn't a surprise.
Yeah.
But what was surprising was that Negan hasn't really humbled himself. He's very much Negan. He's said building for what? For Carl. I was like, oh, red flag number one.
Right.
And then he said, your family's gone, mine is too. You're not saving the world. You're getting it ready for me.
Right.
Do we think that Negan is going to be a threat in the future? Again?
I'm sure he'll find a way.
Yes.
I really do think so.
Wow. Okay.
Negan's a smart guy.
They
should
have killed him when they could.
He knows as long as he has breath and as long as he has a chance to blow shit up.
Even if it's like other saviors coming to us, there'll be a way.
What do we always say? The people that you should have killed are always the people who go back
and
do the worst.
Prime example.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we wrap it up with Justin gets taken out by who we don't know.
Right.
Now, before we get into the next episode, who did you guys think it was?
Other saviors. Because he says, hey, and then gets taken out. But I thought it's other saviors. My prediction would have been that it was other saviors doing it to just prove how bad it is. And so then they can get all the rest of the saviors on their side and go against them again.
Yeah, right. That was my reaction because he knew whoever it was. So I was like, and he was very inviting. So I was like, it's got to be someone he's cool with.
Right. Yeah.
I also thought it was another savior, but I thought it was Alden.
Oh.
And I thought he was doing it because he genuinely wanted to be part of Rick's group and that Justin was ruining it for him.
Yeah.
So he wanted to take him out.
Which one's Alden?
Alden was the main one?
Yeah, he's like the dark haired, the good looking one that was in the prison with Gregory and
he was like the
makeshift pen and the hilltop and he was trying to convince them to not be.
That's true.
Yeah. So yeah, that's our recap of season 9, episode 2, The Bridge. We will be right back to talk about the latest episode of The Walking Dead, episode 3. Where can they find you guys?
Hey guys, I'm Krista Flengy, and you can find me all over social media at Krista Flengy.
And I'm April Wissenhan. You can find me everywhere at April Wissenhan.
And I'm Danny Royce. You can find me everywhere at I Am Danny Royce.
And I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I Am Timothy Mike. We will be right back. Literally, don't move a muscle, guys. Bye.
Literally.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.